had several occupations. At one time he was a gunsmith, he was a locksmith, and then he went to bicycles. He rebuilt bicycles, and during World War II, when you couldn't get bicycles, he had taken in a lot of secondhand ones, so he built bicycles, and everybody in town that wanted a bicycle could still get one because he built them.
That's neat. Doesn't Aunt Libba have a poster, an ad from his bicycle shop? Mm-hmm. Is that the original?
Mm-hmm. It's a Xerox copy.
Oh, a copy, yeah. Well, that's neat. Okay. All right. Now, did your mother ever do anything?
She worked, sort of, help in a millinery shop once here, but I don't know. That's gone many years ago, and I don't remember the name of it.
Okay, what kind of
shop? She was an apprentice and a millinery.
Okay. All right. Okay, now on to the grandparents. We can get them all organized. All right, maternal grandparents first, I guess. Where were they born?
My grandmother was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Okay. And grandfather?
In Gainesville, Alabama.
Okay. And this is on your mother's side, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, approximately, just roughly, how much education did they have?
I don't know that so far back. I don't think anybody had much more than just a grammar school education
then.
Yeah,
back then. All right, and do you remember what your grandfather did on that side?
Yes, he was a riverboat pilot. He was the last licensed pilot on the Tom Bigby River.
Oh, that is neat.
He'd go down to Mobile and bring back barrels of oysters and barrels of oranges at Christmas. That's the only time they ever had anything like that in that part of the country. It's a very, very small community, but a little thriving community at that time.
What was the name of that river?
The Tom Bigby.
Tom Bigby, okay. About when was that?
Now, let's see. My mother would be in her 90s if she were living, you see, and that's when she was a child, so it'd have to be over 100 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Okay, all right, the paternal grandparents then, where were they born?
My grandfather, Hilbish, was born in Eskridge, he was born in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. And the grandmother?
She was born in Kentucky and raised in Indiana.
Okay. And what did that grandfather do?
He was a wheat farmer and a stone mason, and he helped with the stones that they made the capital, Kansas, that they used when they built that.
All right, so he was born in Pennsylvania, but he moved to Kansas.
Yeah.
That's right, to Eskridge. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He also drove a mule team, eight mules, I don't know, but anyway, a mule team.
Delivering things?
Yes, he delivered supplies to the silver mines out there.
Oh, okay. All right, now what is the original ancestry of this side?
This side?
Yeah. The paternal side.
Well, now let's see, they came... I'm not sure I can pronounce it. Palatinate, near the Black Forest.
Right, okay. And then they moved to Pennsylvania?
They moved to Pennsylvania. Uh-huh.
Okay. And how about I don't think we got the ancestry of the maternal side, so do you remember?
They were German and came from the Black Forest.
Both sides did?
The other one was near the Black Forest.
They actually came
from the Black Forest.
Ah. Okay. That's interesting. All right, I guess that takes care of this part of it.